Okay. Howdy, howdy. This is Cowboy Rick, and we want to welcome each and every one of you to meet our very special guest in the studio with me here today, and it's Miss Paula Hurd Rose. Paula, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
You know what? It's every day that I get to work with you or be around you, the smile you have just kind of lights up room that you're in.
At least I have one good attribute.
Oh, I think you've got many.
And it doesn't cost a thing to smile, right?
No, isn't that the truth?
Right.
Man, oh man. Yeah, it's all about our attitude determines our altitude.
That's right.
And we're here to talk about something that is really fun.
Yeah.
And we're here to talk about the 2022 Hootin' and Hollerin' event that's just around the corner now.
Yes, we're getting really close, about 3 weeks away.
And your position with that is?
I'm head of the committee. I don't know if that, you know, is important or not. But
chief cook and bottle washer.
This is my first year at doing it, so, you know, I'm hoping it's not a flop because it'll be all my fault.
Okay, now, for people out there who may not know, which most people do, but for some who don't, Hootin' and Hollerin', how many years has it been going on?
This will be the 61st year.
The 61st year. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I think the longest running festival in the state of Missouri. So.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that are so popular, they always have been, is the signature events of all these great little communities around America. And Hootin' and Hollerin' is Gainesville, Missouri, in beautiful Ozark County's signature event. Mm-hmm. And what is the goal of Hootin' and Hollerin'? It's a 3-day festival.
Right. Well, a lot of people the name doesn't really say what it is, but it's honoring the past. It's the pioneer era that we're trying to, throw some light on and show them some demonstrations. We have several of those lined up. I don't want to forget to mention those. We have, the old-time costumes. We have a costume contest. So the girls in the pageant, they wear the old-time long dresses, and the men wear their overalls. So it's a pretty neat deal.
So what it is, it's a celebration of our culture, our history, and our heritage here in the Ozarks and the way God formed one of the most beautiful counties going.
Yes.
I know at one time Ozark County, because the Ozark Mountains come right through there, the North Fork River, Little North Fork, Barren Fork, Bryant, all of those.
Right.
You guys are mountainous there. You've got these beautiful little valleys. But at one time, Ozark County had more post offices than any other county in the nation.
That's what I hear.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
And I think what they say the reason was is the terrain, especially in the old days before the roads were good or better, it was so inaccessible.
Right.
The
and we
stream.
Also have a little claim to fame. We had all the mills,
Oh, my goodness.
Rockbridge, Dot, Hodgson, Hammond, and Zanoni Mills.
Yeah, see, that's amazing. And the mills, it's fun if you folks want to Google the mills of Ozark County, and you'll see those were the Walmart in the old days of each little community. That's where you'd take your grain to get it ground for flour.
Right.
And meal.
Yeah.
And so this is a great celebration. You're also got deep roots in this great old traditional music.
Yes.
That are there. Hootin' and Hollerin', 61st year. Tell us some of your events that you've got going on over September 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Okay. We kick it off on Thursday of the 15th at 5 o'clock. And throughout the whole 3 days, we have a quilt show that's inside and
handmade quilts.
Yes, and they have a contest and so on. They win ribbons, but it will be on display. We have like a dozen different bands throughout the 3 days. And
a dozen different live bands are going to be playing on the square.
On the stage, on the square.
Yeah.
This is all taking place on the square. Everything's roped off, so there's no traffic.
Yes.
We have vendors all the way around the square, and they have crafts, and one of the requirements is that it has to be homemade or homegrown, or it can't be something
neat. You
could go buy at Walmart or
right.
something. So those are all, we have like several of those. It completely covers all the way around the square and then some. Then we also have several food trucks, of course, you know, anywhere from barbecue to homemade ice cream with a steam engine. We have beans and cornbread, funnel cakes, kettle corn, pork rinds, you know, Chinese, Mexican, corn on the cob, you know, all that stuff.
I'm getting hungry already,
yeah,
Nate. Telling you.
Should have ate before we started this. So on Thursday night, we start at 5, and we have a band, and then the Katie Laney Project, and then we have Queen Pageant, which is open to all the Ozark County girls that's age 14 through 18 and still in
now,
school.
Now, is that on Friday
night? Thursday night.
That's on Thursday night,
right,
I mean, yes.
Right. And then after that, every night, all three nights, from 9 until midnight, we have square dancing. And
are you kidding?
So that's a really big deal.
From 9 to midnight, they're on the square.
All three nights, yes.
And live music.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a live band. Ashley Forrest and David Scrivener and Kim Lansford. Anyway, there's several of them, but they have done it for years, and they do a great job. And when I was a teenager, which I'm, you know, 60 years old now, but the teenagers didn't participate, but now I would say three-fourths of the participation is from junior high school, and college-age kids. So
oh,
I think that's
goodness.
Great.
Oh, my goodness. That is so neat. Yeah. I bet that's encouraging.
Yeah. And the fiddle, the lady that fiddles is in her 30s, I think, or late 20s, so she's really young as well. So then on Friday, we, of course, have throughout Friday and Saturday, from 10 to noon, we have free games in front of the shelter insurance. It's called the Kids Corner.
Okay.
They have several different games, and he always likes to keep it a surprise what he's going to have. But Doug Hawkins always takes care of all that. And I know that they are going to have a magic show one of those times.
All right.
And so all that is for free.
And everything is, like you said, is for free there, all these activities.
All these entertainment, yes. So then we have terrapin races both Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
That's pretty popular at 11:30. And then you're coming and doing a live radio show for us, and we're having that American History Trivia Contest.
On Friday from 12 to 2.
Right. And so you have some really great prizes for that. So.
Man, we do have. I'll tell you what, Paula, you know, people have just opened up their arms and said, hey, you know, what do you need? Silver Dollar City has given us, we're giving away free passes to Silver Dollar City during the trivia contest. We're giving away free pizza from the Antler up there. We've also got Dennis Kreider Photos. Mm-hmm. He's given us a grand prize to give away. It's a huge, large canvas photograph that he just took when we just finished the Stagecoach Journey in Ozark County. So a lot of neat stuff to go. And also that we're giving away the bull riding tickets to the rodeo that night.
Yes, that's wonderful. So we're very pleased to have you, and hopefully that'll get word out, you know,
you
other
bet.
Than just right around Gainesville. And some people from out of town might hear it and get to come. So also that afternoon we have the little Cedar Pete and Addie Lee contest. That's kind of our logo mascot, Cedar Pete is. And Addie Lee Lister, it was her idea to start Hootin' and Hollerin'. She just passed away recently
at almost
100 years old.
She was a founder of it.
Yeah, so Addie Lee and Cedar Pete, and then we have princess pageants for all the elementary, you know, different classifications depending on their age. And then we have at 5 o'clock, we start the bed races and outhouse races, which I've always been in charge of that. And it's really fun to watch. You know, they dress up in their pajamas.
I've seen those last year.
And they race down the side of the square. Yeah. And then the outhouse race is even, you know, that's even more unique, I think. So, once again, those are free, and you know, anyone can watch and anyone can participate for free. It's not really affiliated with Hootin' and Hollerin', but we have all four of the county FFA groups are putting on a rodeo.
That night, yes.
That night at 7 o'clock. And then we have more, you know, we have a band, Isaac Kenneth Band. He was at Ozark Empire Fair this past summer.
Yes, and the rodeo that's going on that night, like you said, the gate admission to that, that's separate from Hootin' and Hollerin', but it's right there within
50 yards.
Yeah, 50 yards of Hootin' and Hollerin' Square. And they got world class bull riders coming in, world class bulls, clowns, pickup men, all of that. And so it's kind of a win-win for everybody on that.
Right. Well, Saturday is actually our biggest day as far as we start earlier and we have more things involved that day. They start out with a 5K run walk that morning at 8:30. Then we have an archery and shotgun shoot.
Nice, nice.
Across the way from conservation and the game warden people.
MDC,
They take care of that for us. We have a pet show. We have a cornhole tournament, a costume. That's when we have the costume contest with all ages can enter in that and their old-time pioneer outfits. We have a pike contest. We have some more bands, of course. Then we have the parade with the floats and the bands. And
what time is the parade, on Saturday?
Usually when we have our biggest crowd. That's at 2 on Saturday.
Okay, and live bands all Saturday, too.
Yes, and then we have... afterwards, we have the calling contest, which is always kind of unique. We have cow calling, hog calling, turkey calling, and even husband calling.
Oh, my God. I can imagine the husband calling one. Yeah.
So that always gets some laughs. And then, of course, like I said, throughout, we have free kids games. We have other games that, you know, the school groups also will try to make as fundraisers. We have some cloggers coming in at 4:30. And then once again, we have more bands and square dancing that night. So I do want to mention we are not just the food and crafts, but we also have demonstrations. Hopefully we have at least this many, maybe some others, but we have broom making, flint knapping, small engines, rope making, basket making, flint rock, rifle building, fire starting, back in how they did it. And the kids can make a free rag doll. We had like 750 of them made.
Are you kidding? That is amazing.
Yeah, so they have these pieces, and they have ladies there to show them how to do it. And so that's very popular.
You know, I mean, perfect time of year. The weather's just been so nice. And get a chance, come out. There's no admission to come.
Right.
You just come and hang out. You'll see old friends. You'll make some new friends.
Yeah.
You'll eat some of the best food, some homemade ice cream, great music, great rodeo. And then Miss Bev and I are going to have the Journey Stagecoach is going to be there all 3 days. We're excited on Thursday when it all starts on our way over to Hooten and Hollerin. We're going to stop and do a program with the Gainesville Elementary School and the Stagecoach and some American history there. So
yeah, we're very thankful for that. We appreciate you coming, and I know the kids are going to love it, and even the adults will love it. And we also have, I guess, Tyler Osborne's
Tyler Osborne is coming, and I'll tell you.
Watusi, whatever.
He's a Longhorn Watusi cross. His name is Red Man, is this bull. And he's got like a 7-foot horn span, and he'll have him saddled up there, and people can get on him and hang out with him and stuff.
Yeah.
So I promise you, if you're looking for a fun time, come to Hooten and Hollerin in Gainesville, Missouri, in Ozark County.
September is September 15th, 16th, 17th. Like I said, it starts on at 5 o'clock on Thursday night.
If you're needing RV camping or places to get bed and breakfast or different things of that nature, you can go online for Ozark County. There's lots of different Theodosia Marinas right there. You can't get to Gainesville, Missouri without crossing some rivers and streams. And that's what makes it beautiful to come, too.
Yeah. We have a website and a Facebook.
Okay, good.
Hootenin is spelled kind of odd, I guess, for some people. So H-O-O-T-I-N, then A-N, then Hollerin is H-O-L-L-A-R-I-N. Hooten and Hollerin, we have a website, and we have the Facebook.
Yeah, and I also know, Paula, Ozark County Times, the newspaper for your region, is really helpful and really works hard on this. They're coming out with your festival brochure.
Right. They've been working on that.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, I think tomorrow is the deadline, the absolute deadline. And of course, we've had several revisions in the last couple of days.
Sure.
Last minute changes, but they do a great job making.
But you can also contact the Ozark County Times and request one of those brochures for Hootin' and Hollerin' event.
We give those out for free once you get there. I mean, those are
for a schedule of events and everything.
And we're also going to have a map. We have a map, we have the schedule, and we're going to have them on different kiosks around the around the square, which we normally don't do, but we're going to do that this year. So
another thing, if you feel like you're a little brushed up on your American history, get studied up on that, because from 12 to 2 on Friday, the 16th, we're going to be having a two-hour live American history radio show there on the square and giving away those good prizes. So
we also have, like, we don't really have a carnival atmosphere, but we do have, like, a rock wall, water boats, a bouncy slide, you know, the magic show. We have some old-fashioned games that they might not have ever played before.
Sure.
That's for free. We do those also for, you know, both Friday and Saturday. So besides that, you know, there's also, like I said, the pet show and the costume contest.
Yeah.
And you know, there's plenty of things for people to do.
And it takes you back. It's so reminiscent of yesteryear.
Yes.
And that's what
our
makes
music,
it fun.
Our music is mostly bluegrass. We have some old country, some new country, even a little bit of old rock.
Okay.
We have several different types of bands, and I'm pretty excited about some of the new additions we've got for, like, the main event on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Hopefully, it's going to appeal to more age groups, and they're kind of high energy bands. Hopefully, get the crowd into it. So, I'm excited about that. That and the increasing the demonstrations is two areas I've really tried to work.
Well, I know you've worked hard. Your committee's worked hard. Great sponsors for everything. And the only thing we want to say is, folks, you get a chance. You mark your calendar for September 15th, 16th, and 17th. For Gainesville, Missouri, for Hootin' and Hollerin', their signature event, their 61st year of putting on this great festival. And if you need more information on that, go to Hootin' and Hollerin' Facebook.
Yes.
Or go to Ozark County Times. They can hook you up also with the information and schedules.
And like I said, we have a web page as well. So, it's kind of a homecoming for anyone that grew up in Gainesville.
Yes.
You know, that may be the only time of the year they come home, but they come home and see all their old friends. And,
So it is a reunion.
It is definitely a reunion. And I think every year we get new fans because, for example, my daughters always brought their college friends home with them.
Yeah.
And they're in their 30s, and they still like to come down for Hootin' and Hollerin'. That may be the only time they come back. But
well, I'm going to tell you, too, here recently, we interviewed some of the VOAG students of Paula Bodenhammer's over at Dora, who are part of helping put on the rodeo that night. They were impressive young students. I'm going to tell you something. And with a passion for agriculture and with a passion for other people.
Yes.
And I really like seeing that. And you as a teacher, that's...
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the biggies.
That's why I took this on, is because I didn't want it to, you know, become not a priority anymore. I wanted the kids to enjoy it as much as we did growing up. And, you know.
I love seeing the young people so involved in Hootin' and Hollerin'.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. They have booths. They work at the rodeo. They're in the different contests. I mean, it's pretty much all young people doing the bed and outhouse race, you know, because us old folks can't really do it anymore. And, I usually just ask, and they all just volunteer. They do a lot of involvement in the parade, or pretty much every part of it. There's young people.
And we invite everyone also to stay for sure tuned in to Ozark Radio Network on all of their stations, and you can find out more updates about this. And you can also listen to the live broadcast on Friday, September 16th. From 12 to 2. You don't want to miss it. You can test your trivia as well that day. Hey, Paula, thank you so much for coming and hanging out.
Well,
and I mean that.
Thanks for allowing me to.
And for all the hard work, then tell all your committee members and everything. It takes that effort to keep these communities alive. And And history is so important.
Yes, yeah, so we have anywhere from 15 to 20 people on the committee, and they all have a major role, and it would be impossible without them. And, of course, they're getting nothing for it.
Right, except that satisfaction inside.
So they've been working. We've been having meetings since April, and we've been working on it. You know, we pretty much work on it year-round. So.
Well, can't wait to see you there. Thanks again for coming over. This is Cowboy Rick saying adios, mi amigos, and keep it Western. And by doggies, always ride a fast horse. Adios.